Hello and welcome to another episode of Vibes. Now, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so if my voice is a little bit croaky or not 100% clear, I'm sorry. I've just been getting over this cold flu stuff that's been going on. The weather's really been cold here and it's caught me off guard. But I powered through for the week. I just wanted to make sure my voice was there and I wanted to give you the podcast this week. So there's been a lot of stuff going on, and I'm going to kick straight off with a company called North. Now, North is a Canadian-based company that are looking to make next-generation smart glasses. Now, they made a reveal for a brand new set of glasses, which are going to be released next year in 2020. The idea of these glasses is that you put these glasses on, and on the actual lens itself, when it covers the entirety of the lens, you'll be able to see all sorts of information, such as map information, news about the weather, just local news. You'll be able to obviously, hopefully guide you through the streets if you're looking to know where you're going. It's going to be very, very interesting. I've actually signed up for the next batch. I didn't get my hands on the first batch, but I'm really, really looking forward to it. If you check out the website, the company is called North. And if you're interested to look into having smart wearable glasses, I think they're definitely the way to go. If they do a pretty good job of this, I can actually see this company being snapped up by someone like Apple or Microsoft, because it is the future. And what I've seen of their last glasses, which were released in September, there's a lot of potential there. So please do have a look, see how it's like. They're going to call their next glasses Focals 2.0. I've seen pictures of it. I've seen videos of it. I'm very much excited to see how it works. So we're going to kick off with the whole AR thing. Definitely the future, so that will be interesting to see. Now, the next thing is obviously there's been a big push for Facebook's portal. And obviously I mentioned this before, the portal network or the portal device is basically similar to the Amazon smart devices that have a screen. You could plug it into your TV so you're able to do video calls, you could check out the news, etc. But apparently there's been an update which actually adds live streaming and mic drop karaoke. So there's a lot more functionality. So if you do have a portal at home or looking to get one, you can have fun with doing karaokes with people over this actual video calls. Very interesting to see. They needed to do something to make this even more attractive. So if you can make it a lot more interactive, where you can talk to other people, do a lot of cool other things. So definitely a big push from Facebook to get that done. Now, as I mentioned in the last podcast, this week gone has seen the release of the new Mac Pro. And apparently the highest cost configuration has been put in as $52,599. And $25,000 of that is on the RAM and memory alone. Now, I have been watching videos about the Mac Pro, and a lot of people are saying the machine is absolutely amazing. Now, if you build a normal PC spec, you'll get a lot of fan noise, etc. But apparently, this machine, and they gave it to music producers, doesn't even give a whisper of sound. It is so silent. So obviously Apple have done a great job. The Mac Pro is for a niche market, but to spend $52,000 on it, I mean, yikes, that is a lot of money. So I can see it being snapped up by companies like Disney, other media-based companies, music producers, because they need something that can render something quite quickly, something that's quite powerful. but definitely a lot of money. To spend $25,000 on memory alone, that's just jaw-dropping. It will be interesting to see how many people pick it up, but I do see this being popular within a certain remit, for sure. Now, Yubico, a company that makes authentication apps. So if you're not too sure, I have a couple myself, but you can get these little key devices which you can put into a USB-C or USB, or you can put it into, let's say, a Lightning port, for example, and there's a reason why I'm saying Lightning port. It will authenticate you to log into systems. So I personally have a Yubico authentication key, which I plug into my machine. And without the need of, I type in my password, but after I type in my password, my key is the second validation for me to get into my actual machine. You can think of it as being a physical token that does 2FA. It's a very, very cool piece of tech. And with iOS 13.3 that has come out last week, you can now use these Yubico authentication keys and applications to now authenticate you on, let's say, particular websites that can authenticate you to log into your machine for iOS devices. I mean, I think that's a really big welcome surprise. I didn't see this coming. But just imagine if you have something sensitive like a document or you want to get into your banking app, it's like another layer of security which you can just put in this device, authenticate yourself with a touch, and off you go. So security is definitely a big theme, and security keys are becoming more and more popular. Like I said, I've been playing with it. I love my security keys. I'm looking to use it more and more over time. So very, very much welcome to see iOS devices now supporting security keys. So thank you for that. iOS 13.3 does bring that in. So great news to see that. Google are now reportedly facing a probe over its $2.1 billion acquisition of the Fitbit purchase. The news came out in the New York Post saying that the FTC wants to investigate the actual merger. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Google have obviously been investigated for other stuff as well as Apple, etc. But they want to see if they are monopolizing the power over internet-based services. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I personally felt that the Fitbit acquisition was needed by Google because their Google Wear industry wasn't doing as well. I think the Apple Watch series have done a great job when it comes to smart devices. I think they've really controlled that area, and I think they do the best job of it all. So really interesting to see what the Federal Trade Commission thinks about it all, and also the Department of Justice as well are looking into it as well. So let's see how it goes. I hope that Google's investigation doesn't go south in this way, because I really do believe that they need this lifeline to come into the smart wearables kind of area. Obviously, there's been the first ever commercial electric airplane that has done its tests. I think it's flown its first commercial flight. It happened over Vancouver, BC. It was a 10-minute flight. But as it is electrical, this is a step in the right direction. Are we going to see commercial planes become electrical? It's going to be really, really interesting to see. Obviously, there's a push for electrical cars, but to see this coming elsewhere, I mean, we do see electrical trains that are working well. You know, could we see electrical planes flying the sky? So very much exciting to see that the commercial flight, test flight, has gone very well. Step in the right direction. I know that the whole push for being more friendly for the environment is a big thing. So definitely a big, big step there. So, and obviously that's going to grow over time. It was an old, I think, 1946 based plane, which they were able to actually convert. I think weight is a big thing. So I think when battery technology improves and you can get slimmer batteries that can hold more charge, maybe we'll see a push for planes being able to do that. So definitely interesting to see there. Another interesting piece of news, and I didn't realize this until recently, is BMW have said that they will finally support Android Auto from July 2020. Now, I was always under the assumption that BMW supported the Android Auto kind of infrastructure where you're able to plug in your Android phone and they're able to use your Android device as a means of using GPS, playing music as you would do with Apple CarPlay. I didn't realize that BMW didn't have Apple CarPlay, so I mean Android Auto, I knew that they were charging for Apple CarPlay. So to see that they're going to be supporting Android Auto, again, this is very much welcomed. I think the decision that they made with Apple CarPlay to charge customers for it was silly, which they've made a massive U-turn on. And to see that they're now going to adapt Android Auto, I think is good for customers. It gives customers a choice to use either or. I remember using Apple CarPlay and Android Auto when I went to visit my cousin in Seattle. I had the choice of using both because I had both phones. I thought it was great. So to give consumers that choice in a BMW, if you like BMWs, to use either or, it's great. If you're looking for that, you might need to wait until after July 2020. I don't know if they will allow the current cars to update their software or if it's just in new cars. But that's definitely most welcome for anybody that likes to use their phone in terms of playing music, in terms of doing their navigation, etc. So definitely a step in the right direction. Now, if you're a big user of Twitter, if you like uploading pictures, there's been an update recently that lets you upload iOS live photos as a GIF or GIF. I don't know how people pronounce it. I'm going to call it a GIF. That's how I've always seen it. But it's going to be really interesting to see that you're able to now take a picture. Live photos is basically a feature where it will take a couple of seconds of videos as you're taking a picture. So you can see anything that leads up to the picture and just after. So you kind of create a memory. But the fact that you're able to upload a picture, tap on a GIF button, and then be able to then have that as a mini GIF, I think that's really, really cool. So nice to see that Twitter have added that functionality. I know a lot of people are big into having GIFs, or GIFs. Looking into that, it's a great addition. So well done to Twitter for that. This isn't primarily tech, but it's kind of tech related in a long way. The Matrix was a big movie, and they've made the announcement that The Matrix 4, if you are a Matrix fan, I definitely am, they're going to premiere in theatres on May 21st, 2021. So you got Keanu Reeves is going to play Neo again in some capacity. But if you are a Matrix fan, just to put on your radar, it is about technology, the movie as a whole. I loved it. I thought it was groundbreaking. So I'm very much looking forward to The Matrix 4 and a massive fan of Keanu Reeves. I mean, how can you not be? Tidal, the music app. Now, for me, I still am a bit dubious in terms of Tidal as a music application. I'm not too sure about how many people subscribe to the Tidal service. Apparently, it does give you superior sound in terms of music. But Tidal have now said that they are now adding Dolby Atmos music to its Hi-Fi tier, which is its highest tier. The only caveat to that is if you want to get surround sound, you need to have a compatible Android device that will enable you to do that. So iOS devices cannot support it, but if you have yourself a OnePlus 7 Pro, a Sony Xperia 1, Samsung Galaxy S10, or the Samsung Galaxy Fold, for example, you'll be able to have the whole Dolby 3D sound for your music. I'm not a Tidal Hi-Fi subscriber. I am tempted to test it out, but it does also mean that I need to find some headsets that will support Dolby Atmos as a whole. So it will be interesting. But they're saying that a lot of artists are looking to update their catalogs to be Dolby Atmos enabled to come in 2020. So let's see what happens. I know I mentioned last week that Jay-Z released his music catalog onto Spotify. Again, I got to look into the numbers and see how Tidal are doing. I know that its top tier isn't the most cheapest and the music selection isn't as wide. But I think Dolby music as a whole, Dolby Atmos music as a whole, is becoming more and more of a thing. So are we going to see that to be the new standard of listening to sound? If so, it could suggest that Apple might need to start not only looking at cameras, but looking at the music side. Because I think in terms of high fidelity sound music, I think Android devices actually beat Apple devices in that front if you're looking at mobile phones. I know that the MacBook Pro 16 supports Dolby Atmos, so it's going to be interesting to see. So I think sound quality will be the next big thing after camera quality, so let's see how that goes. So very, very much interesting. Now, Hulu has made a very interesting announcement this past week, which is if you binge watch any of its programs, if you're watching it back and you know, one after the other, and you're watching a series, they actually said that the more that you binge watch, the less adverts that you will get, to a point that it will be ad-free. Apparently, you will start seeing the perks once you watch 3 episodes, and then the 4th and 5th and so forth. You will see less and less adverts. Now, I know that a lot of people get annoyed with adverts when watching online videos. I'm definitely one of them. I'm not the biggest fan. I think one of the things that I really had a gripe with recently is having 2 adverts when watching a YouTube video. So to see that binge watching, which I don't think is a very healthy habit, but hey ho, it is what it is, that they give you an opportunity not to have any ads, it's going to be very interesting. Will it get people to binge watch more episodes moving forwards? It's an interesting way of doing it, and it will definitely get people to watch content, but very, very much interesting to see that's happening. Apple News apparently is teaming up with ABC on a Democratic debate in New Hampshire, and it'll be the first time that there will be a partnership in terms of the presidential debate. It's going to happen in February in 2020. Very, very interesting news. It will be interesting to see how that plays, how many people pick up on it. Do I think politics, more people are taking interest in it? I think they are generally. So it's good to see that mediums like Apple News are looking into that. So that's a pretty cool stuff. Now, if you are in the Los Angeles area, or if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, Lyft is now debuting its car rental service. So if you're looking to rent a car, you can now do that through Lyft. Lyft, for those who don't know, in other parts of the world, if you don't have that functionality, is basically the competitor to Uber. I know that generally when I'm out in the California region, I do find that more people tend to gravitate towards Lyft more than Uber. I'm not too sure why that actually is, but it seems like that they're going to be debuting car rental. So if you are in that area, you're looking to rent a car, it has free drop-offs, it has unlimited mileage as well. Feel free to check out the app if you're looking to rent a car. So definitely very, very interesting to see companies like Lyft coming into that space. Will other car manufacturers like Budget or Avis or, you know, Enterprise feel threatened by it? Will they do something different? Let's watch this space. But very, very interesting to obviously see that happen. Samuel L. Jackson has been touted to be the celebrity voice program that works with the Amazon smart speaker devices. I'm very much looking forward to that, to hear him say random words when you talk to Alexa, for example. And, you know, there's going to be other celebrities coming into it. But to see Samuel L. Jackson join that, it's going to be quite funny. I don't know if they will allow you to turn off the feature to keep it family friendly, but just imagine waking up to his voice. So very, very much interesting there to see that happen. It's going to be pretty cool. AT&T Real 5G for wireless customers is now live in 10 cities. And those 10 cities are Birmingham, Alabama, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, San Diego is another area, San Francisco, San Jose. So there's other areas as well. I'm not 100% sure what they are, but Real 5G has now been turned on. So if you are living in those areas, and you have a 5G phone, for example, the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 5G, or if you have the OnePlus 7 Pro 5G, feel free to put in that AT&T SIM and feel the power of real 5G. So it's very interesting to see the push there. I know that T-Mobile went out there and kind of rolled it all out in one go. So to see AT&T to start rolling that out is also very interesting there. So yeah, let's see how that goes. Let's see how the pickup goes there. Apple have made a new acquisition of a UK-based startup. The startup, I believe, is called Spectral Edge, have managed to develop a technology that uses machine learning to generate much sharper, crisper images. So the camera fight is still there. Interesting to see that Apple have bought out a company to help out get picture quality to be far better, far crisper. I mean, like I said, the camera wars is definitely on. I believe that sound will be the next war after we hit the camera point. But it's great to see that Apple are having a focus on cameras, because I think last year when it came to the iPhone XS, iPhone X, the competition was really ahead of them. And like I said in previous podcasts before, the iPhone 11 Pro just generally does a great picture. So if you can push that tech even further to get crisper images, I mean, that's more or less a welcome surprise. Now, for gamers out there, if you ever heard of a company called Telltales, they made Episodic Gaming, where, you know, your choices in the game changes the storyline and the output. There was a game that was released by them before the company liquidized, called The Wolf Among Us. I quite enjoyed the game, but this new company called LCG Entertainment, which is a studio formed by former Telltale employees, have confirmed that they are working on the sequel called The Wolf Among Us 2. So very interested to see that. I was a big fan of the game. I was very sad to see that company go, because they did a great job when it came to the Walking Dead video games. So to see that come back to life, very much welcome. So great to see that. Now, iOS 13 that's been released has been fairly stable. It had new parental controls, and it had a feature within that called communication limits. And basically, communication limits, very much welcome, was designed to block children from communicating people who weren't within their own contact list. So parents could be like, these are your contacts, and if anybody outside or tried to contact the children or these people and they weren't part of the list, these messages would not come through. However, it's been reported from CNBC that somebody has managed to find a workaround around that. So I imagine that we're going to see a patch from Apple soon to fix that feature. So we'll see iOS 13.3.1 maybe relatively soon to fix that, because it was a big push for that feature. So for that feature to have a workaround, I'm sure Apple are working on that to make sure that they will fix that. So it's a shame to see a feature like that have a workaround, but also great to see that Apple are working to bring in something to have that element of control, and obviously making sure people are safe. So I hope that they have a quick turnaround. Now, Waymo, a company that works with self-autonomous driving cars, have entered the UK region for the first time, and they've also had an acquisition of a AI startup self-driving company called Latent Logic. Like I said, I will be having a special podcast soon talking about car automation. We're talking about electrical cars. But very, very much interesting to see that Waymo, a company that's primarily been based in the US, are coming to Europe. They're looking at the UK stances first of all. Let's see how it goes. I think automation in the UK is definitely going to be interesting, especially on our tiny, small, windy roads. So very much welcome to see that. Now, back to FTC, who are looking into the whole Google thing. They are looking to possibly block Facebook's integration plans for WhatsApp and Instagram. I think the concerns here is that they're thinking and looking at it, thinking that other services will not be able to compete against that. To have, there was talks about integrating WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger into one. It looks like that the Federal Trade Commission is weighing in to see if they want to block that. I personally don't think it's a great idea to merge the three. I think keeping them separate is still the right way to go, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I know Facebook as an organization are trying to change its stance, its image. So let's see what happens there. I think there will be more stories developing or with that coming next year in 2020, and we'll probably hear more about it. Now, the one big thing for me, and if you're listening to Apple Podcast on your phone or on your MacBook, etc., Apple Podcast is now available on the Echo speakers, so you can now listen to Apple Podcast. Now, there was an addition where you can listen to Apple Music through the Amazon smart speakers, but the fact that you can now listen to Apple Podcast through there. Very, very much really interesting to see Apple services now coming to other smart devices. It's a shame to see the HomePod not do as well. The HomePod, I thought, had great sound, but everything kind of, the rest of it, Siri, let it down. So to see Apple moving their services onto other devices, obviously they've got AirPlay 2, they've got Apple TV coming onto Samsung, Sony TVs, etc. So to see Apple strand their services elsewhere, I think it's a wise decision to make, because I think, you know, they want to get their brand out there. They want to be able to get their services out to everybody out there. It doesn't just need to be an Apple device. I think it's a good service. And I also think, you know, coming into that remit of providing services is a big thing. I think personally speaking, coming into services is one of the things that has saved Microsoft, my own personal opinion, from dropping off a cliff. I do remember having a conversation with a very good friend of mine who's in Madrid, saying that Microsoft as a company is going to die. They adapted very, very quickly, and they're still going, and they're going pretty strong. So to see Apple take a similar stance to that is very interesting in terms of when it comes to media content. I think Apple TV Plus is a great service, and if you're able to push that out away from the Apple ecosystem where you can watch it on other devices, is a big move and can make it really, really successful. Talking about podcasts, Google Podcasts gets a much-needed personalized recommendations tab. The Google Podcast app, still by a lot of people, they say it's not great and it could be refined a lot more. It's going to be interesting to see what more they do into it. Podcasts, generally, I do remember when it first began, was very popular. It then slowly died a slow death and now is making a massive comeback. So it's great to see that Google are beginning to look at their podcast app. They're looking into what they can do to refine it better. There is still a lot of work to be done on it. It is a very simple app, I'll give them that, but they need to do a little bit more on it. But to have a recommended personalized recommendation tab is probably a very much welcome surprise. Philips, who make the Philips Hue lights, have had a leaked catalog online, which is showing that they're going to make brand new updated models, and there's going to be a lot more models based on lights that can be placed outside the home. That's going to be interesting to see. I've not really played around with the Philips Hue. I've gone a different route. I've gone for the LifeX light bulbs, which I think are amazing, but they are a lot more pricier. But I can't fault them. So I am going to have a play with the Philips Hue at one point, but it's definitely going to be something to look out for. It will be interesting to see what they can offer in that sense. Now, Facebook, this is pretty not good news for them. They have this whole FTC thing. Apparently, a thief was able to take hard drives with payroll data from a worker's car. They were saying that the actual hard drives itself contained payment info for about 29,000 current and former Facebook workers. So if you are a current or former Facebook worker, I'm sure that you know, you're very unhappy with that. The fact that somebody was able to steal hard drives from someone's car, I mean, what was the hard drives doing in their cars in the first place? It's just mind-boggling. It's definitely a massive breach for Facebook. They will probably do an investigation and make sure that that doesn't happen again. But quite an embarrassing piece of news for them. I know Facebook as a whole hasn't had an easy ride once in a while, but this definitely doesn't help them at all. So sad days for them. Roland, who make keyboards, are making an Alexa-powered keyboard that's going to be available for $500. The voice controls will let you tweak the sounds without missing a note. It's going to be interesting to see how well it works. There is a video online, but it seems like to be, I think it's called a Go Piano. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see how AI and automation will play its part in music. Will it make a difference in terms of changing music around, or will it make a difference to get a quick change? It's going to be interesting to see, but I think the Amazon AI is definitely becoming a bigger powerhouse, and I definitely think that we're going to see that AI mature a lot more. It's really interesting to see it making its mark within music, so very, very much interesting to see. If you're a fan of the Pixelbook and the Pixelbook Go, the new Pixelbook Go with 4K display is now available. It's going to cost you about nearly just over $1,000. I think the price is something like $1,399. Pixelbook Go with a 4K screen, it will come with 16 gigs of RAM, 256 gigabyte of storage, and it's powered by an i7 processor. Very interesting to see. I'm not too sure. I've played around with a Chromebook. It's okay for the basic stuff. I still think, you know, getting a normal laptop with an AMD or Intel processor that runs Windows and Linux is still a better way to go. But good to see that Google are looking to give something with a 4K display. That's definitely the way forward. So great to see that. Now, this news came about on the 14th. So this was yesterday, I believe. But New Orleans has declared a state of emergencies. It's taken down its city systems as a precaution due to a cyber attack. I don't know too much news on what's going on there, but there seems to be something has happened, and New Orleans have shut down the systems. I'm not too sure if it's up now, but quite scary stuff that this has happened. And obviously there will be a review again in terms of security for that area. So quite sad to see people are doing these cyber attacks. I know New Orleans have not had it the most easiest, especially with the hurricanes and etc. And, you know, to have stuff like this is not great. I mean, people out there doing attacks like this isn't great. But hey, it's one of those things, and let's hope, you know, this gives them a chance to make systems that are a lot more robust, a lot more secure. But quite surprising to see that happen. Going back to Google, Google Maps are saying that their satellite images can now cover 98% of the world's population. It's amazing how this map technology has gone, how much that we have covered in terms of street view, how you can see certain things. It's very much great. I am a big fan of the street views. If you're going somewhere, you don't know what you're looking at, you're able to use that to look around. But very, very interesting to see that it has had photographed over 10 million miles worth of street view imagery. So 98% of the world's population. What an amazing feat. And, you know, who would have thought that? So amazing stuff there. And I think the last news, and I'm going to end it on a gaming news, is that Microsoft have unveiled their next console as the new Xbox Series X, which will be available holiday 2020. There's been I personally think that the console looks like a mini PC. I actually like the design of it. I know that there's images of it where it's kind of stacked up, but you can put it on its side. It is quite big, fat, and bulky, but it's going to have a lot of cooling, and I think you need to have that. But, you know, to have this amazing console out there, there's not too much given away. They've got a kind of a preview video, in-game image video of a sequel to a particular game, and I think it just looks amazing. The PlayStation 5 is still something everybody's wanting to know how it looks like. From renders that I see, I don't quite like the design of the PlayStation 5. I think I prefer the Xbox because it's quite clean. The PlayStation 5 has a weird venting system as a V on the top. It's going to polarize people's views, both of these consoles. But I'm going to say it, I think the whole console thing, this might be their last console for Xbox, for PlayStation. Google Stadia is going to get better over time. Online game streaming is going to get better over time. I'm really interested to see how it goes. Game streaming is going to be a big thing, and it's definitely the future. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. The last thing is I finally got hold of my Orbi AX router. So if you're not aware what AX is, basically we've had different Wi-Fi standards. This is called Wi-Fi 6. So it's the sixth iteration of a Wi-Fi standard. So basically the whole idea of it, it's like 5G. You get a stronger, longer band. You get better speeds. I've been trying it out. I have a few AX devices at home. I must admit, I am very, very, very much excited about the speeds and the quality of signals that I'm getting for Wi-Fi. For those of you out there, I am going to make a special episode about what to buy for Christmas. I will probably do that in the next couple of days if you're running out of ideas of tech gifts. But if you're looking for coverage for a home, or if you're looking to cover your home, a Wi-Fi mesh is something that you should look into. There are loads of companies to do it. I've jumped onto the AX Wi-Fi 6 bandwagon. I've been testing it out. I've been loving it. I've been playing around with it. I'm very, very impressed by it. But besides that, that's all I've got for this week. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I've enjoyed making it this week as well. Loads of really interesting news. I will try to make another episode. I know Christmas is just around the corner. And like I said, I will do a Christmas tech special to talk about what gadgets that you can get for Christmas. And if not, I think I might have the Christmas tech special to be the last podcast of this year and then kick off a new podcast come next year. But I want to say thank you for all of your love and support throughout 2019, I was about to say 2019. Looking forward to great tech for 2020. So after the Christmas one, or if you don't listen to that podcast, I want to say Merry Christmas to you all. Have a great Happy New Year's, and I shall chat to you all next year, where I'm sure we're going to have loads of tech news come the New Year's. But thank you for your love and obviously for your support. Feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to hear about anything, if you just want to reach out to say hi. But thank you very much, and I'll chat to you all soon. Bye.